Track 2, The Fabulous Miss K. Vintage Fashion with Attitude. That's Karen James Welton, whose career has seen her working with style icons Vivienne Westwood and Jean-Paul Gaultier.
Nestled in a serried row of evocative two-up, two-downs in a Norwich street, resides a sassy fashionista living in an eclectic world of vintage, pre-loved, sustainable fabulousness. Meet vintage fashion stylist, lifestyle consultant, events manager, blogger, and vintage veteran, Karen James Welton, a.k.a. The Fabulous Miss K. Having left Norwich many years ago for the bright lights of London and Paris, the love of a good Norfolk man eventually brought Karen back to her home city. These days, she flies the flag for slow fashion, helps clients add a touch of vintage style to their wardrobe, and generally has a good time in our fine city. So, where did your love of fashion begin?
Well, as a small child, I adored the glamour of old Hollywood movies that my mum and I would watch together on Sunday afternoons. I'd also watch mum get ready to go out and try and copy her by trying on her clothes and accessories. Fast forward to age 14, I purchased a subscription to Vogue magazine. That's when shopping for vintage items started, because I wanted to buy the designer pieces advertised within the glossy pages, but my budget wouldn't stretch. Hence, I bought my own versions from local vintage and charity shops.
Why do you do what you do?
Well, simple, really. Firstly, I love to help women feel confident in their clothing choices and what they wear. We're too often told to look a certain way or dress a certain way, mainly to fit in with what society dictates. But I want to let people know that they can be who they are, wear what they want and be individual. Secondly, I'm passionate about sustainable fashion, because fast fashion is destroying our planet. Encouraging others to think before they buy new clothes, contemplate shopping secondhand, or from ethical and independent companies, is something I promote across my social media channels, and even to friends when we're having coffee.
Why the Fabulous Miss K?
I needed a name for my blog, and I use the word fabulous a lot. Plus, my name is Karen, so the Fabulous Miss K was born. It seemed an obvious choice.
Well, tell me more about the Fabulous Miss K fashion brand.
Fabulous Miss K is my alter ego, a sustainable stylist and fashion activist who, through social media and her styling services, helps people to get a little touch of vintage into their life. The brand is all about being who you are and embracing your individuality, making the most of every day and not conforming to fashion rules. The brand is also about positive aging and not becoming invisible over 50, which I feel is vitally important.
So what's your styling process and philosophy?
First thing for me and my clients is to shop the wardrobe, because we all have more clothes than we need, but tend to wear the same ones over and over again. The most sustainable clothing is what we already own. So shopping the wardrobe means putting together an outfit and mixing pieces to create an individual look for an occasion or event. If that's not possible, then it's a visit to secondhand or vintage shops. If I can't find the piece I'm looking for there, I'll choose a small, independent, ethical brand over the high street every time. My style philosophy is to wear what you want and like and break the rules. I trained as an image and colour consultant years ago, but soon discovered it wasn't right for me because I love to style my clients my way, which is, if you love it, wear it, regardless of whether it's your right shade of colour. And don't get me started on what fashion insiders say you shouldn't wear over a certain age.
Do you have a typical client that you style for?
Definitely not. I want to help everyone to find their individual style.
I hear you provide a personal shopper experience. Tell me more.
I take clients shopping. What a fabulous job. My unique selling point, however, is we shop in vintage and charity shops to show how they can make vintage part of their everyday wardrobe and in turn discover their individual style. It all starts with the client putting together a mood board of looks they like so I can get an idea of their style choices. We then chat over coffee so I can get to know them a little and them me. Then we hit the shops and try on lots of pieces to build outfits. I always take clients out of their comfort zone and encourage them to try things they wouldn't normally wear. The results can be fabulous.
I hear you run fashion shows too. That must be incredibly hard work.
Indeed it is. I ran the vintage show for Norwich Fashion Week for 7 years and have worked numerous shows for a number of designers. It is hard work and so much more involved than people think. A single show can take months of planning, but the end result, when you see the models on the runway, always makes it worth the time and energy.
What does it mean to be an ambassador for slow fashion?
It means I get to work alongside an amazing group of women from all over the world. Women who share a passion for sustainable fashion. I've been wearing secondhand and vintage for over 4 decades, so being able to launch my ideas and knowledge on a global stage for slow fashion is fabulous. The role of an ambassador is to share and encourage people to sign up for our campaigns to move away from fast fashion towards more sustainable and ethical ways of clothes shopping. We also educate and inform about how fast fashion is destroying the planet and the injustice of the big high street brands. We want to show how people can take a small step and become involved in slow fashion and make more conscious choices when shopping for clothes.
Now, it must have been exciting working in London and Paris.
Oh, yes. Moving to London in my 20s with no idea of where I was going to work was perhaps a little impulsive. However, as I trained as a makeup artist, I landed jobs with magazines and big-name stores like Selfridges and Harrods. That was great. But I always wanted to break into fashion. The opportunity presented itself out of the blue when the clothes for a fashion shoot I was working on failed to arrive. I took the initiative and literally ran around the nearby stores with a credit card in hand and borrowed as much as I could. My quick thinking worked, and as the next time the photographer needed a stylist, he contacted me, and it grew from there. I started to live my dream, with days spent sourcing and styling clothes for magazine shoots and working on fashion shows. The hours were long and the work was hard, especially lugging clothes around London, but I loved every minute of it. Paris followed. It was the most magical city to work in. I was only there for 4 months, but working with Jean-Paul Gaultier is something I'll always be very proud of.
Yes, tell me about working with Vivienne Westwood and Jean-Paul Gaultier.
They were both characters and totally mad, but in a good way. Both extremely talented designers and individual in every way. I learnt so much from working with them. It was an honour. I remember one time we were in the studio and Vivienne took a piece of fabric, draped, twisted and pinned it onto a model, and hey presto, an incredible outfit was created. And I'll always picture JPG in his kilt with a cigarette.
And do you still model for Crumb?
Oh yes, I'm still on their books, although I haven't done much with them lately, as most of the casting is done in London, and I do love Norwich. However, I did take part in a video for the Channel 4 television show Years and Years, which I'm proud of.
Now, what's your new book, Old Clothes, New Trends, Making Vintage Modern, about?
Having always wanted to write a book, I finally got to work on the first draft around 5 years ago, and lockdown allowed me the time and space to finish it. The narrative includes why I wear vintage and how vintage can be part of everyone's everyday wardrobe. There are numerous books available about how to wear vintage in an era-based way, but very few on how to make it modern, so I've filled that gap in the market. Over the years, my clients have asked for advice on how to shop for vintage pieces and what they should buy. So I thought I'd put all my tips and hints together into 87 fabulous pages and make it accessible to everyone, along with photographs of me modelling clothes to show how you can be individual, fashionable and fabulous over 50.
How did you become involved with Dressed magazine?
The magazine started as a collaboration with my friend, the journalist Liz Hollis. We both have a passion for vintage and second-hand clothing, which wasn't being represented in mainstream fashion magazines. So we decided to launch our own. Our debut issue came out just before the pandemic, so issue 2 has been on hold. We're hoping to complete later this year and make it a complimentary publication, available in Norfolk's bars, cafes and shops, again to make it accessible to everyone and promote why sustainable fashion is important.
What are you most proud of in your career to date?
Publishing my book. It's something I've been passionate about for years, so to see it in print, it's wonderful. Running the vintage shows for Norwich Fashion Week is up there too, but I love what I do, so every day is special.
Your love of vintage can be seen in the styling of your home. So tell me more about that.
I just love old stuff. It's so much more interesting than new, as each piece has its own story to tell. Both my husband and I have collected vintage over the years, not with any specific era or theme in mind. We just purchase items we like. These blended with a few inherited pieces, which have led to an eclectic mix that seems to work. The reason I prefer old furniture is down to the quality of the wood and the superb workmanship.
And why do you love living in Norwich?
It's such a vibrant and creative city to live in. I also think it's fabulous we have an abundance of small independent businesses. Fabulous places to drink cocktails, go dancing, eat good food and drink good wine, all of which are passions of mine too.